This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, April 18th. God's word for you today is the promise. Our scripture reading is taken from Joshua chapter 14, verse 10. And it says, "Now as you can see, the Lord has kept me alive and well, as he promised for all these 45 years since Moses made this promise, even while Israel wandered in the wilderness. Today, I am 85 years old." For some of us, like Caleb, we can be in the promised land, but not be on our promised land. Like Caleb, perhaps as an intercessor, we have helped all the other tribes take their lands. You know you are in the promised land for sure because you see other people taking their mountains, getting married, getting pregnant, having children, taking their businesses to the next level, getting mind-boggling promotions, and getting unbelievable appointments. In fact, one of the key signs to know that you're in the promised land, the right place, is that the people around you are actually making progress. But the truth is, you are not on your promised land. And that was the story for Caleb. Every tribe had taken their city, but Caleb, he had fought with them, fasted with them, and prayed with them. But there comes a time when you have to place a demand on heaven and you have to say, "Give me this mountain." It is not enough to be in the promised land. I have to be in my promised land. God has promised me divine health. I see people healthy and I am grateful to God for them. Yet, it is not enough for people to be healed left, right, and center. Give me my mountain of divine health. It is not enough for people to be lifted left, right, and center. Give me my mountain of lifting. Nobody can place that demand but you. You can be the corporate place where things are happening, but to experience a personal deliverance, a personal lifting, you yourself must place that demand. So, what can we learn from looking at Caleb? God's word is amazing. It is alive and well. We are going to learn 7 things from Caleb. These lessons, principles, or learnings are the things that are required for us to take our mountains. Are we ready? Our first lesson from Caleb is that a promise delayed is not a promise denied. For some of us, the best description of our situation is we have a long-standing promise, but in the name of Jesus, that promise will be fulfilled. There are so many things that can cause delays. It can be timing, divine timing. What was Abraham's sin? The man that was born blind, for example. The disciple asked, "Who sinned? It cannot be him. A baby cannot sin from the womb, but he was born blind. Is it his parents or is it a generational issue?" Jesus says, "Neither. It is so that the glory of God can be revealed." John chapter 9. Please read. Some people are facing the problem they are facing simply because God wants to show off. Interestingly, most people don't want to be in that category, but those are the people that get the biggest breakthroughs. Let us pray. Father, every long-standing promise will be fulfilled in this season, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.